sometimes someone who lived and died before I was born, someone with whom I have nothing obvious in common. In those moments, I am glad that these people took the time to write about the things that mattered to them. One of the people whose work I have turned to is a poet named David White. In the poem, What to Remember When Waking, he writes, "In that first hardly noticed moment in which you wake, coming back to this life from the other more secret, movable, and frighteningly honest world where everything began, there is a small opening into the day that closes the moment you begin your plans." That poem has been on my mind a lot lately because it speaks to an important truth about transitions. The real work starts the next day. The next day, when the graduation confetti has been swept up, or the wedding favors have been handed out, or the movers have departed, leaving you in a sea of cardboard boxes, is when a transition truly begins. Because the next day is when we begin to make choices, sometimes unconsciously, about how we'll respond to change, what we'll carry forward, and what we'll leave behind. The next day is when we start to form the next version of ourselves. Another important truth about transitions is that they are usually easier to navigate together than alone. When you're traveling across the in-between spaces, it helps to have company. I am so honored that by listening to this audiobook, you have invited me to be part of your journey. The David White poem I love so much ends with a question. What shape waits in the seed of you to grow and spread its branches against a future sky? Is it waiting in the fertile sea, in the trees beyond the house, in the life you can imagine for yourself, in the open and lovely white page on the waiting desk? As I approached my 60th birthday, I decided to begin filling the white pages before me with tributes to the people and ideas that have helped me through the transitions that have defined me. I like to think of others finding something in here that is helpful to them too. Next time you find yourself facing the unknown, I hope you'll be able to open this audiobook to any chapter and feel a little more secure in the wake of uncertainty, a little more confident in your potential to adapt and evolve, and a little more convinced that your next day can be a place of extraordinary possibility. Chapter 1, Find Your Small Wave. As a fourth grader in Dallas, Texas, I had the chance to learn a lesson from my father that has stayed with me all my life. The elementary school I attended at the time was run by Catholic priests and had a strict dress code with lots of rules, especially for girls. If, for example, you came in wearing a skirt the priest thought was too short, you'd be called into the office where the principal, a nun, would take out a tape measure to check. This day, though, the priest conducted a spot check of a different kind. They marched into my classroom and ordered all the girls to stop what we were doing and put our hands flat on the table so they could inspect our fingernails for nail polish, another dress code violation. As I sat there with my hands splayed, I was glad that the translucent pink polish I was wearing was so light it was almost invisible. I wasn't the kind of student who got in trouble at school, and I had no desire to be singled out. I don't remember exactly why I happened to have nail polish on that day, but my guess, ironically enough, is that I'd put it on to look nice for church, which in Dallas was a real dressing-up occasion. Whatever the reason, I'd polish my nails. I'm sure it never occurred to me as I did that I was breaking school rules. This was no intentional act of rebellion. Plus, it was so subtle that even as the priest made his rounds inspecting our hands, I was pretty sure he wasn't going to notice. I was wrong. And in a heartbeat, I was pulled out of my chair and dispatched to the principal's office, where I sat in a row with the other violators while the principal called our mothers, certainly not our fathers, to demand they come to the school with nail polish remover. Yes, right now. I'm sure my very busy mother was annoyed to be summoned like that. There's no way she didn't roll her eyes when she got the call. She hopped into the car, though, and when she arrived at school,